On the show today, we're going to give you a chance to scream your lungs out. Brandon Johnson's going to take us behind the scenes at the Frisco Gun Club on the Frisco Podcast for March 13th, 2014. All right, so earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with Brandon Johnson, who is the director of marketing for the Frisco Gun Club. They've only been open for a couple of months, so this was our first chance to actually go in and take a look and see what the place was all about. Had a great time with Brandon. It's a phenomenal facility. Let's hear what Brandon has to say. All right, I'm here at the Frisco Gun Club with Brandon Johnson, who is the director of marketing. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Good to have you here. So this is we had a chance to do a bit of a tour before the interview. And this is a very, not only unique, but this is an incredibly nice facility. This is not like any gun range I've ever been in before.
It really is. This is a unique, one-of-a-kind type of a place in the whole country. Not that there aren't a few other places that we drew some inspiration from, but we added some things to it, and with our VIP club and the indoor rifle ranges as well as the pistol ranges, it really is a unique place.
Yeah. You guys have been open for a couple of months now. I think you opened in late November, early December.
Right.
How have things been going since then?
I would never recommend anyone to open up in the middle of the holiday season like we did. It was fast and furious, and it was crazy when we opened. We cut our teeth and learned a lot during that first month that we were open. But besides that, it's been really fantastic. There were quite a few people that came in and bought items and memberships as, you know, holiday gifts. There are a lot of people coming in, you know, after the first of the year with their New Year's resolutions of we're going to learn and we're going to get better at this new sport. But yeah, it's been fantastic. Being up here in Frisco, kind of in the heart of suburbia, we have got lots of families that are coming in. We've got lots of people coming in that are first time to the shooting, or maybe interested in maybe just learning a little bit more how to be safe, things like that. So it's been great to have a really wide range of customers coming in.
Yeah, from what I can see, this would be a good place if you are a parent and you want to teach your children about proper handling of guns, give them a chance to fire something. This would be a very good place to bring them, very safe environment.
Right.
And really, you guys have multiple layers of that to be done. So people can come in and buy things, they can come in and just use the ranges and shoot, but then you've also got training classes. So let's talk a little bit about the classes, because I know that's a very, very important part of gun safety.
Absolutely.
And it kind of underlines everything else that goes around that.
Yeah, that's, you know, safety is our number one priority here, and we want to provide a place where it is safe and they can, and folks can learn how to handle firearms, learn how to have a healthy respect for them, and that starts really with kids. You know, we have, in addition to our CHL classes, which are the most popular classes that we offer, and by the way, those are $50 right now, so you don't find those at that cost anywhere else.
No, that's fantastic.
I need
to sign up.
Yeah, I'm in the process of going through that again myself. But yeah, we have our kind of homegrown safety classes, introduction to firearms and handguns. We get lots of, dads and sons, or dads and daughters, mothers, you know, coming in, families that are doing that class, because it's really a good all-around class to learn everything from what are different types of firearms, how do you handle them properly, how do you clean them, you know, just how do you be respectful. In addition to that, you know, we've got a whole range of NRA sanctioned classes, really starting with preschool age kids with the Eddie Eagle gun safety classes. And those have coloring books, and it's all about the rules that Eddie Eagle, who is the mascot of that, you know, teaches the kid. It's sort of like the old stop, drop, and roll. If you see a fire, if you see a gun, it's stop, don't touch, leave the room, that type of thing. So we have a lot of parents that are really excited about that because they want a kid to know what to do the first time they see a gun like that. But in addition to that, we've got the, you know, home safety classes, which is if you're going to have a gun in the home, here's how to be safe in your home. We've got the refuse to be a victim, which is fantastic. The local law enforcement love that class and love for people to take it because it teaches you how to be aware of your surroundings and things like that. And then all the way up to the first steps, pistol and rifle, to the basic pistol and rifle classes, and really advanced. Those classes take a long time to get through. So training and classes and education is a high priority for us.
How long do most of the classes take? Are most of these, I mean, I know you said some of them are a little bit longer, the more advanced classes, but are some of the intro level classes, is it just a day? Is it an afternoon?
Yeah, so our introduction to handgun class is a 3-hour class. Right now we offer two of those in the evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. and then we offer one on Friday mornings from 9 to noon. So a nice short class, about half that time is in the classroom and about half that time is on the range, okay, getting to shoot some different types of guns. CHL classes, as most people know by now, they used to take 11 or 12 hours to get through one. As of last fall, that changed, so it's now 4 to 6 hours total. And so those classes typically start at 8 o'clock in the morning and people are finished around 1:30 or 2 with breaks and with the testing that you have to do as well. In addition to that, like an Eddie Eagle class for kids is only a 2-hour class. Some of the other different classes, depending on which level you take, can range anywhere from 4 hours up to 14 hours for like a basic rifle class, and that's a 2-day class. That's 7 hours each day. So there's a whole gamut of options available.
Very good. Okay, so moving on from the training, let's talk a little bit about the retail space, because when you walk in, that's the first thing you're going to see.
Right.
And it was much more extensive than I expected when I walked through the door. You guys have a lot of stuff here, so maybe take us on a little virtual tour of what people are going to find as they walk into the retail area.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the most important things was when we designed this place, we wanted you to feel, when you walk through the front doors, like you were walking into an upscale department store. Your typical stereotype of a gun range is it's dusty, old, it's an old industrial part that's been redone. It's not fancy, there's no frills to it. Definitely not the most inviting place to go to unless you are a really big gun enthusiast. So we wanted to kind of flip that whole stereotype on its side and build something that was big, expansive, inviting. We've got a lot of the glass cases that you typically see, you know, in department stores. But yeah, we have everything from firearms and ammunition, accessories like your optics and holsters, and things for ladies like high-end handbags that have concealed carry pouches.
Hmm. My wife's gonna want one of those.
Yeah, and they're real popular, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we've got some new things that are just about to start coming in, some jewelry lines that have Frisco Gun Club engravings on it, different types of novelty items. You know, we've got the 50 caliber bottle opener that's got our logo on it. But you know, polos, t-shirts, hats, those things, people love those. And you know, it's sort of like getting to go on a fun experience, and you want to take something away that says, "Hey, I was there, and I got to do this." So, really, a lot of different things. And in addition to that, we've got, you know, our used and consignment guns, which is very popular because you can get some great deals on that kind of thing. A large selection of rental handguns and rifles, and that really is, I would say, one of our most popular items here. Especially when somebody is in the market to maybe buy either a first gun or maybe they're trying to add to their collection, they want to test some things out to find out what they're interested in. We're bringing in some higher end types of firearms as well. We just brought in a vintage English shotgun line all the way from Scotland and the United Kingdom.
I was looking at those. Those are some beautiful shotguns.
They really are. I mean, some of those date back to the early 1800s. Most of them have a story about who they were designed and built for, and you know where they were used in the Britain and in Scotland and Ireland and those places. You know, they range anywhere from around $6,000 up to over $30,000 each. Wow. So they're definitely a collector's item. And in addition to that, we're the first premier showcase dealer in the country for Heckler & Koch. So we've got some really nice H&K items in the store, and we're looking at bringing in some additional things from Beretta, Wilson Combat, LaRue Tactical, some of the higher-end brands that people will recognize.
Good. We'll look forward to having those in the shop soon then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that kind of walks us through the retail space. The next area we're going to go into is the VIP, the restaurant and lounge. And we're recording this in the cigar bar, or right. The cigar room, I should say, cigar lounge.
Yes.
Which is very cool. So now give us a little bit of a breakdown of what that's all about. And how do people get access to those things?
Absolutely. This is the part of our club that really makes us unique and sets us apart from any other place in the country. The idea here was to combine sort of a country club type of a atmosphere and membership with a private dining club element as well, and bring it into a gun range. We've heard a lot of people who have joined at this membership level tell us that, you know, I used to belong to the golf country club. I would take clients and guests and entertain, and we might play a little golf or something like that. But here in Texas, it takes a long time to do that, and you really have your spring and fall that you can do those kind of things, because it gets a little cold in the winter and it gets a little hot in the summer. So it's nice to have something that's completely indoors where they can still entertain guests and clients, bring the family out, things like that, and feel like they have a place that's really their own. Some of the interesting things about our VIP club is it is a full restaurant, full bar, like you said, the cigar lounge in here. We've got a fantastic executive chef whose name is Scott Romano. Has worked under both Charlie Palmer and Wolfgang Puck out in Los Angeles, up in New York, and here in Dallas. He is a huge gun enthusiast as well, loves to shoot. I actually was just talking to him this morning, and he's excited about buying a new scope to put on one of his hunting rifles.
On that front, does he do any, are there going to be any special like game dinners or things like that?
You know, there are, and he's already working on, we've got some duck dishes and quail, things like that, that are really popular here already. Mm-hmm. He cooks. His kitchen provides the food for both the restaurant and for our casual cafe. So it's a different thing for him, but he's excited about being able to do sort of the higher end, you know, full entree meals, as well as some of the more casual sandwiches and flatbreads and things like that he does in the cafe. Our VIP members that come in here, they've got concierge service that meets them at the door, takes their guns and stows them while they're eating, brings them ammo and things like that out to the range when they need that. If they are going to have alcohol with a meal, we make sure that they shoot first, and we've got a couple of different layers of validation to make sure that that's happening. When they finish a meal, we actually take their guns and put it in their car for them, so they don't touch a gun again after they've been served alcohol. But it's really a great environment. I mean, we've done some parties up here. We did a Super Bowl party for our VIP members, and the chef roasted a whole pig. First time I'd ever seen that happen, and it was a great experience. But
hopefully he didn't do it over that beautiful fireplace in the middle.
He did not. We thought about that, but no, he did that actually outside on the back patio in a pig roasting box. And if you remember, on Super Bowl Sunday, we had sleet and ice and mm-hmm. things coming down outside. So it was challenging to cook outside over charcoal with the weather not being so conducive. But we got it done, and they had a great time.
I'm glad Chef Scott's such a trooper.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. So you touched on something that I want to come back to, because I'm sure this is something I want people to take away with absolute clarity. So there is a restaurant and full bar, but there are several layers of protection that keep people from... First of all, you cannot bring your guns into the restaurant, correct?
That's correct. There are no firearms allowed in the range bags or anything brought into the dining room. So we have... basically think of a coat check, but it's a gun check, and that happens right outside the door before you enter into the dining room. So if somebody is coming in, they're planning to go straight out to the range and shoot, our concierge folks will take their guns, walk them around through the outside part of the range, and meet them on the VIP lanes. So the guns never even pass through the dining room. They'll pick up extra ammo, targets, things that they might need, and have those waiting for them out on the range when they get there. Once somebody enters the VIP club and they let us know that they are planning to shoot, they get a wristband. They get a wristband that goes on right away for anyone who's planning to shoot, both VIP members and their guests. And we always look for that when somebody goes onto the range. They need to have that wristband on. Once they are back in the dining room, whenever they do order a drink, we do two things. We cut the wristband off, then we collect their member ID card, or if they're a guest, their driver's license. Those are scanned into our range system, and they are flagged as having alcohol been served. The good thing about that is then if they were to head back over to the range at some point after that, we always have to have a driver's license or a member ID before you can enter the range, so we would see the flag in the system there. But then secondly, if it's a VIP member or a guest, we're looking for that wristband.
Yeah.
So there's two things happening there, and you know, we worked through a lot of scenarios to make sure that would work well. And the folks here are great. Our members, they understand that it is truly a privilege to have that as an option here in the club. And so they are more than willing to work with us on those things.
Good, good. Well, hopefully that clarifies any questions people have about how that works and what to expect when they come
in. Sure, absolutely.
And then the VIP area really is for VIP. So you guys have different levels of membership. The dining room, the cigar lounge are not open to the public.
That's correct. They are VIP member only. We are doing a special limited time where for lunch service, we are letting any of our members come in for lunch service, but it is not open to the public. It is member only for lunch, and then at the dinner hour, it is exclusively just for our VIP level members.
Okay, gotcha.
Our VIP members are the only ones that that can use the cigar room or the private VIP lanes, the concierge service. They have access to the gun vault to store their firearms while they're in here as well. So it really is a nice, exclusive, private experience.
Good. All right, so we've saved the best for last. We've talked about the retail side of the business, the training rooms and the training things that go on here. We've talked about the restaurant and the VIP lounge, but we haven't talked about the range itself yet.
Right.
So give us a breakdown of what the facilities here are, so when people come to shoot, they know what their options are.
Right. So we have 40 total ranges that you can shoot on. 36 of those are 25 yards in length, and then we have four 100-yard rifle lanes. All of our 25-yard lanes have total steel containment bullet traps, state-of-the-art digital target carrier systems, and then we've got, as well, top-of-the-line air purification purge systems. So everything is getting sucked down those ranges and out the backside. I said we've got 36 of the 25-yard lanes. Six of those are private for our VIP members, so then the other 30 are open to everyone else that comes in. The four 100-yard rifle lanes are very much in high demand. We have people coming in waiting for those quite often. Those have digital touchscreen controls, and they can do different lighting scenarios for nighttime versus daytime, things like that, and you can set those targets at any yardage you desire. They really are state-of-the-art with dividers that we actually hand built and custom built with our own plasma cutters. They've got inch thick bullet resistant safety glass, same types of things that are in the presidential limos. Mm-hmm. All of our lanes, we actually design them to be about 9 inches wider than your typical lanes, so it gives you a little bit more space. Having the bullet resistant safety glass in the dividers also allows you to be able to see the people around you through your peripheral vision. So that gives you a little bit more of a feel of not being in a silo, but being able to know what's going on around you. The bullet resistant glass is great because when your brass shells are ejecting, it's not going to chip or anything like that bouncing off that glass. So we have a lot of fun, and people really enjoy it.
So for people that may want to come in and just check it out, fire off a few rounds, aren't necessarily ready to become members yet. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll want to, but right. If they haven't, can anybody come in and use the lanes?
Anybody can come in and use the lanes. You do need to be a U.S. citizen to be able to shoot on the range, but other than that, need to have a driver's license that we can scan in. It's $20 for someone to come in and use pistol lanes, $35 to use rifle lanes. During the weekdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., it's half price.
Okay. Those.
But yeah, anybody can come in. If it is a first time or someone who's not real familiar with what they're doing, we've got safety videos that loop about every 5 minutes. And then we've got range safety officers who will go out there on the range and kind of get you set up, make sure you understand what the rules are before you go out there and answer any questions that you might have.
Very good. Well, Brandon, thank you very much for the tour. This place is really amazing. And for all of our listeners, obviously we've got this audio podcast. We will have a full post write-up on you guys in the very near future. And, you know, keep us posted on what's happening so we can get the word out in the community for you. But you guys have built a really nice facility here, so thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Okay, so if you have not been out to the Frisco Gun Club yet, make sure you get out there and check it out.
And ladies, too. I mean, they are very welcoming to the ladies, and as surprising as it might sound to some of you, it's a very family-friendly and kid-centric place as well. So
yeah, they've really gone out of their way to try to include the whole family in the activities there, in the classes there, in everything that they've got going
Safety, protection, all kinds of great things.
All of it. It's a fun place. Definitely go check a look. Take a look. Now, coming up this weekend, we've got a whole bunch of interesting activities and fun things. It is spring break.
Yes.
So for those of you who are here at home, plenty of stuff to do.
We hope you're all getting a tan, I was about to say. We also hope you're all relaxing, but also having a good time and reconnecting with family and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. So one of the more interesting events that's going on is on Friday night, on the 14th, there is an open mic night at Frisco's own School of Rock. And if you haven't been out, this is a place where young people can go and learn
and
to play instruments.
And they scream their heads off.
Scream your lungs out. That's right. Go give it a shot. You never know. If you always had like dreams of AC/DC, this is your chance.
Yes.
But what they're actually doing is it's a fundraiser for a movie called Left that is about a young woman who has lost the use of one of her arms and goes on to become a phenomenal piano player. And that movie is actually being produced locally. It's not being produced in Frisco.
Wow.
The people that are doing it live in the Colony.
Okay.
But the close open mic by. Night and the fundraiser to help them fund finishing the movie is happening in Frisco. So definitely go out on
Friday
night.
That sounds like an awesome event.
What else is going on around town?
Well, around town we also have the Legends playing, of course, on Friday night, March 14th. We have a lot of Legends basketball this week, which is awesome because everyone's out of school and it's a great time to go and catch some basketball this week. So tip off, as always, is 7 p.m. in Dr. Pepper Arena. On Friday night, the Legends are playing the Maine Red Claws. And then on Saturday morning, let's get that one straight, at 7 a.m. bright and squirrely, the Three Stacks Patty Dash, promoted by the Frisco Sunrise Rotary Club, is taking off in Frisco Square. It is a 5K run, 1 mile fun run / walk. Kids Dash, bounce houses, silent auction, face painting. It is going to be a fantastic time on Saturday morning there in Frisco Square. Legends are playing again on Saturday night versus the Tulsa 66ers. And then also there is a Carnatic vocal concert going on at 7 p.m. in the Black Box Theater. And we've got a link to that with all of the details. Sunday, classic movies again this week. It's The Grapes of Wrath with Henry Fonda. And then that's showing again on Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then also on Wednesday night, March the 19th, Legends versus the Bakersfield Jam. Again, and wasn't that the awesome game that you and I saw last week, the Bakersfield Jam? Okay, Scott and I had the opportunity, thanks to awesome Drew Mitchell, VP of Marketing for the Legends, gave us literally courtside seats, and I almost got hit in the face with a basketball a couple of times. It was awesome because they were literally right there, and Bakersfield was a phenomenal opponent against the Texas Legends. It was an awesome game. It was totally a back-and-forth nail-biter, fantastic.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was tough. The Legends held a pretty good lead the entire game, and then the Bakersfield made a run at them at the end, and we didn't know what was going to happen, but fortunately they pulled it out.
We won. We won, and it was great.
And the Legends are still making their run at the playoffs right now, so they got to win these next few. If you guys have not yet been out to a Legends game, the season is drawing close to an end. Please go. It is so much fun. It's a lot like, I know a lot of people in Frisco have been to Rough Rider games.
It's
but
very
in the basketball arena.
It's very similar in that there's not a bad seat in the house. It's awesome. It's, you know, it's just
lots
a lot of
kid-centric activities
lots
going on.
Lots of kid activities going on at the same time as the basketball game. So,
and then there's always Boogie with Bill, which we still haven't quite figured out
yet. Yeah, if anyone who's listening to this can call in or email us and let us know what the deal is with Boogie with Bill, I have to say it's one of my favorite parts of the game, and I always wait for it at the end of the third quarter, and Bill is absolutely adorable and precious. But we don't really know what the story is there. So
we'll have
we'd
to find out.
To
maybe
know.
Somebody will tell us.
Yes.
All right. That's it.
That's it for the week. Happy spring break, everyone.
Happy spring break, and we'll see you guys next week.